Agents of Change.
The 70s are generally considered as a decade of big global changes. While Portugal and Spain could finally claim their freedom after a long dark period, the rest of Europe was facing deep social changes, caused by movements of civil rights and participation. In 1976, US citizens were more or less welcoming the new president Jimmy Carter, and in the meantime, China's president Mao Zedong's death was opening the path for big cultural and political changes. In the same year, on the other side of the globe, in Argentina, the country was entering a very dark period of its history. It experienced a military dictatorship between 1976 and 1983. National police and the army were controlling the country. When a dictatorship is guided by the army instead of a political group, there is no place for common ideology. Every opinion is censored. Before the beginning of the dictatorship, young people and high school students were developing strong opinions and motivation to change their society. They were becoming agents of the change they wanted to see in their country. Many students were politically active. For this reason, once the regime took the power, they were also the first target of military repression. All along the authoritarian regime, professors, students, political and cultural activists were kidnapped during the night and detained secretly in army buildings. There, they were tortured in order to confess the names of their friends and colleagues. Their families weren't receiving any information about their destiny. They were just disappearing behind mountains of lies, secrets and terror. Those people, nowadays known as desaparecidos, in most of the cases died after long tortures, and their bodies were buried in secret trenches or thrown in the ocean. It's estimated that around 30,000 people died in this way in Argentina between 1976 and 1983. Azucena Villaflor was one of the mothers that lost their children in these years. Her son and his girlfriend went missing. Every question Azucena was asking to the authorities didn't receive any answer. One day, while she was waiting to talk with some authorities, she met other women that were desperately looking for answers, like Azucena. Those women understood that unifying their voices and publicly condemning the disappearance of their children could finally get the attention of the authorities. Azucena and the other women gathered on the 30th of April 1977 outside of Casa Rosada, the national government building in Buenos Aires. They decided to walk around the square in front of the building, despite the national restrictions on public assemblies. Their first meeting didn't obtain any answer, but they didn't give up. They decided to meet every Thursday and walk around Mayo Square, from which the group eventually got its name. Azucena Villaflor, after founding the group, was eventually kidnapped, few months later. She disappeared on the International Day of Human Rights Protection. She was detained and tortured. She disappeared just like her son, and no one had information about her for years. After the end of the dictatorship, many remains of human bodies were found on Argentinian shores, brought back by the sea. Among them, there were also the remains of Azucena Villaflor. Madres de Plaza de Mayo, that were at the beginning of their meetings when Azucena disappeared, didn't stop claiming for the destiny of their children. They got stronger, and their weekly public protest made the international community aware of what was happening in Argentina. This increased the pressure on the government from foreign countries and human rights associations. The Madres de Plaza de Mayo are still meeting nowadays, more than 40 years later, to ask for justice. Nowadays, their symbol is still the white head scarves that they were wearing to symbolize the nappies of their lost children. Unfortunately, even today, many of those women are still without any kind of information about their children's fate 40 years ago. Still, this group increased year after year. It was joined also by grandmothers, and also mothers that lost their children after giving birth, because the regime took these babies, giving them to soldiers' families. Azucena Villaflor can be considered as an agent of change, because she was a strong woman that never stopped to claim justice for all the people that disappeared during the military regime. She personally faced the dangers of speaking loudly against the dictatorship. She exposed herself and she motivated other women to bravely stand against what was later classified as a genocide. thanks to their actions, those human rights violations didn't happen in complete silence. They catch the attention of the entire world. For this reason, those women are a big pride for all Argentinians. The fact that nowadays those women still meet every week means that there is still a lot of justice to be made about desaparecidos. But Azucena's story, as the one that started the Women's March during the regime, shows the strong power that a common voice can have. This was Giulia Conti from Asti, Italy, for the Agents of Change podcast, for the world goes to where we take it.